Good morning. High pressure is easing in from the Great Lakes, and while it's still quite cold outside, with most locations starting in the teens and lower 20s, we've lost a bunch of the wind from the last couple of days. So not much in the way of a wind chill factor this morning, and that's making it feel more comfortable outside, even with the deep snowpack and the cold. As a result, we'll have a much more comfortable day today with the sun coming up, a fair amount of sunshine throughout the region that will help with a little bit of the snow melt, especially with the strong sun as we approach the first of spring. Temperatures will also help as they climb above freezing and in most cases into the middle 30s. However, with that melting snow and clear skies this evening after sunset, we'll go right back below freezing, so some black ice possible. And even with some clouds coming in late at night, temperatures will go all the way down into the teens, with single digits in the hill towns, even some readings below zero across the northern tier of New York and New England and in the mountains. An Alberta Clipper heading through the Midwest today will slice through the Great Lakes tonight and arrive tomorrow. It doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, but we will have a bunch of clouds tomorrow and an occasional snow shower or even some steadier light snow, primarily in the I-88 corridor across into the Catskills and then eventually into the Litchfield Hills into Conics. These locations will have the best chance of seeing a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow, while it's likely that the rest of the region will have little, if any, accumulation outside of a dusting. Temperatures will be in the mid-30s tomorrow afternoon. Behind this system, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s to around 40 on Sunday, and for the first day of spring, right around 40 on Monday. Another front will head our way on Tuesday with just a couple of snow showers. Ahead of the front in the lower 40s on Tuesday afternoon, but some Arctic air will spill in behind it on Wednesday and Thursday, despite lots of sunshine, blustery and colder, upper 20s and lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an Alberta Clipper heading through the Midwest and into the Great Lakes will bring snow and some pockets of mixed precipitation to the region today and tonight. Winter weather advisories have been issued from the Arrowhead of Minnesota to parts of Ohio for the potential of an inch or two of snow. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough will move inland over the Pacific Northwest today, ushering in a plume of moisture. Coastal and valley rain and high-elevation snow are likely across parts of the Pacific Northwest eastward into parts of the Northern Rockies. Portions of the Cascades may see heavy snowfall this weekend. Flood watches and warnings are in effect across portions of the Great Basin and the Intermountain West in advance of the rain and melting snowpack. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 8 below zero with a northwest wind at 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 22 degrees, the dew point 13, 68% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.14 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 11 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 18. The average temperature, 25, that's 10 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 17.2 inches for the month, which is 10.4 inches above normal, and 58.4 inches for the season, which is 14.7 inches of snow above normal. There were 40 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month, 576, that's 51 above normal. And 4,739 for the season, which is 730 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees. The average low, 26. The record high, 75, set in 1990. And the record low, 1 below zero in 1916. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m. 12 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs around 30. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow or snow showers, especially south of I-90, where it's likely to see a dusting, perhaps up to a couple of inches across the higher terrain in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Sunday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday near 40. A mix of sun and clouds with some light snow showers Tuesday in the lower 40s. Breezy and colder around 30 on Wednesday, mostly sunny. Mostly sunny on Thursday as well, with high temperatures in the lower 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.